Here's a cream of wheat. Oh! Don't go pawing me, Henry. Jeez! You must really be nervous, because whenever you're nervous, you want to have sex. Don't be nervous. Oh, maybe I'm nervous. Sit down. Sit down. I'll shine your shoes. You just sit down and eat your cream of wheat.
The Lists by Emily Combert.
You're going to do a great job when you go up against the big boss today. And I've been thinking of joining the Women's Auxiliary. I already have a big list of things to do, but now I have a special reason, you see, and Marvell Shaw sounds amusing. I don't really understand what she's doing, this Women's Auxiliary. It's not so much my cup of tea, but the strike headquarters are just downtown, and it's 1934, and you all need the women to organize with you. But there's also more important things on my list, which is really why I'm nervous, because you see, stop kissing me. No, don't stop. Okay, stop. Cream of wheat, now. Oh, Henry, don't be nervous. Look at me. When you talk to the president of the Citizens Alliance tomorrow, when you tell him what the truck drivers need, when you talk about Local 574, you should know something. You should know that we're gonna have a baby.
I like the taste of power. That's why I married the president of the Citizens Alliance. Oh, don't ask his name. I just call him President. Because power tastes like hot rust. Like the thick rust of automobile drippings mixed in with my saliva. My man, he tells me, he says, in Citizens Alliance is the power. Our wealth rains like a golden shower. He says he wants to buy me fur lingerie and make me wear it while I screw him on the top of the Model T in Roosevelt's front yard. So, you know, I got some power. Other ladies think I could lose it like this, like how fast it takes to shoot a shotgun. They say I'm like the rank and file. They say I think I got power, but I don't. I don't know nothing about the rank and file, but I do know he'd be nothing without me. I feed him, I dress him, I practically bathe him. He gives me a list. If I wasn't around, he'd be skinny and naked and birds would chew on him in the streets. What no one really knows is that I'm his personal spy. I go places and pretend to be a lady, but I'm really collecting important information for my honey. Like right now, on the list, he says, go to the new strike headquarters downtown and find out what the women are doing. Easy. Without me, he'd know nothing. That's what I like to think anyways. He'd just be bones and feathers.
To have a child, the sweetest child. Oh, Henry, I don't have a voice, but you do. And when you go up in front of the president of the alliance today in his big suit with his big office, and you fight for all the truckers and the coal workers, and you demand equal pay, you're also speaking for me and children everywhere. And you tell him if he doesn't listen, there's a strike on the way. And me, well, I'll find time to fight for your rights. Women's Auxiliary, there's a lady on the way. Henry, hey. Oh, you must be really nervous. You can pour syrup on me later.
Come on, wives, sisters, girlfriends, mothers. Let's prove our strength and join our brothers. The meeting yesterday with Henry Ness and the president of the Citizens Alliance did not go well. A strike is on the way. My name is Marvell Scholl. See me if you need a task. I have a list.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there. Welcome. Are you squeamish? Do you sew? What I mean is, can you sew skin without fainting? You know, like stitches. We don't know what shape they'll be in when they come back. Fine then. Head over to the first aid station. Come on, wives, sisters, girlfriends, mothers. We're lucky our men are fighting in the Union. We're going to show the love we swore in our communion.
Yes!
Welcome to headquarters. Husband's name, please. What are your skills? No skills. Let me look at my list. You know money at all? Money. You can join the banker's table over there and start processing loans. Because, you know, some of us are going to probably need a little more money if our men ain't getting paid at all. Things didn't go so well yesterday. The strike happens in 2 days. We have to be on our toes. Come on, wives, sisters, girlfriends, mothers. Cooks will make lunches nourishing, and then the brothers will be flourishing.
Yes!
Secretaries, you'll be answering phones. Nurses mending broken bones.
Oh, yes, yes.
New list. Hang the suits, polish shoes, set my hair to look nice beside him. Thaw steaks, cook steaks. But this day is different, because the list says go to the women's auxiliary. I know what he wants me to do. He's too invested. I say communist in bed and he skyrockets, so I don't say communist anymore. I just see them everywhere. I'm seeing them everywhere because I'm walking downtown to the strike headquarters to be a bloody stool pigeon, to be a spy for my husband, to tell him what the ladies are doing, to boost up their men, and people are running, and someone... It was one of the strikers, and I know my husband is the one who ordered death today. Friday, bloody Friday.
Our strikers went forth to fight to the end for the rights of labor this morning. When the police opened fire on the peaceful picketers, Brother Henry Ness received a charge of shots full in his chest. As he turned to seek shelter, a cowardly enemy buried another shot in his back.
Cowards!
38 slugs in all parts of his body were more than doctors could fight against. Union brothers from Teamster Local 574 gave liberally of their blood to save him. The police, the president of the Citizens Alliance. Today they all turned against us. But to continue to strike is the only weapon we have.
New list. Choose casket. Don't pull off the towel. Buy a laurel wreath. I had to go identify my husband. I went into a room, this small room in a basement, and it was cold. Oh, there were so many different versions of caskets available. I got cardboard. That's okay. He was in it. I knew he didn't have a head. His head was shot off. I was scared to see his body. This man I love. They must have reconstructed his head. It looked like it was there. I wanted to pull back the towel and kiss his lips goodbye. But I knew if I did, it would just be some plastic or some kind of padding.
Ah. at the spot near the corner of 6th Avenue and 3rd Street, where Henry Ness fell on Bloody Friday, July 20th, 1934. Local 574 is erecting a temporary monument to his memory. A flag at half-mast and a laurel wreath will decorate the historic spot until after the funeral ceremonies tomorrow.
New list. Learn to speak again. My stiff neck cranes. I look in the street for you in a semi, and it's never been so clear to me what I must do now. At your grave. It's never been so clear to me. You gave me a voice. You are my body. You are my blood. You are my skin. You are my eyes. I am our voice now. I am three voices now. I am three voices. Excuse me. Can you tell me where to find the strike headquarters?
On the corner of 6th and 19th.
Thank you!
Blood on the streets. And I am down here wading through it. Screw your lists. I thought your lists were my power. If I didn't carry out your tasks, you were the one who would be nothing. But I'm standing here, thinking, you did this to me. The lists are band-aids that hold me together. Your lists are my splintered ambitions. So I will drop the list you gave me into a pool of blood here on the sidewalk. And I push the list into the pool with my foot. I push it and let it disintegrate.
Husband's name, please.
Henry Ness.
Well then, you should know he is a hero.
My husband, the wobbly.
Your husband, the communist.
My husband, the Trotskyist.
Your husband's a hero. What's your name?
My name is Frida.
I'm Marvell Scholl.
I am here to learn how to yell.
I am here to fight for my rights, not his.
Who?
Nobody. He's nobody.
You here to learn how to yell?
That's right.
And I'm going to teach you. You listen to me. Rank and file will take over Minneapolis. You're going to help make that happen, sister. We will stick together. We have power. We shall not be afraid. Now, Frida, I want you to take this loudspeaker and say something, anything.
Solidarity.
What did you say?
Solidarity!
Now you try!
Solidarity!
Let's all help her, everybody! Chime in! Solidarity! 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 Solidarity!
Solidarity!
Solidarity!
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode Mayday, Mayday, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st, 2017. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Subscribe to the podcast of the show in iTunes and Stitcher, and find full episodes, photos, and live show information at sandboxradio.org. Support Sandbox Radio and help us keep making the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sandboxradio for as little as $5 per month. Thanks for listening.